Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I remember a season a couple of decades ago when I felt things were falling apart. By that time in my life, I'd already noticed an interesting development. Despite a lot of hard work, regardless of best intentions, even after applying good counsel and working to apply Scripture, things don't always turn out. That's when you discover the value of a fresh start. Every day, everything has a starting point. Beginnings fill our lives. Sometimes we look forward to them, and other times we don't. Still, with each new start is the possibility for something fresh and productive to build into. Even sufferings, losses, and other hard things bring opportunities to learn and grow. A fresh start is always welcome. Everything has a starting point, except God Himself. All created beings do. Our galaxy and solar system. Each star and space phenomenon. But by the way, I've got to say something here. You know, I have had troubles saying that word in past episodes, phenomenon. My sound tech guy put one of those awkward get-it-right pronunciation moments at the very beginning of my podcast. Huh. And by the way, if you want to check it out, it's called God's Dimension, Very Real and Near. But back to our list about how everything has a starting point. Time has a starting point. A competition or car race. Some of you love sports and cars. A cup of coffee. And lots of you look for your first cuppa every morning. Vacation trips. Planting a new garden. A sunrise, education endeavors, even illness, relationships, character development, career jobs, a new way of doing something, and so on goes the list where everything really does have a starting point, everything except for God Himself. Even our salvation has a starting point. Interestingly, however, salvation has no end point. Fascinating. Where would we be if we never got a fresh start? New beginnings allow us to plant good seeds for tomorrow. A fresh start also opens doors that lead to surprising developments, and a fresh start also gives hope. So what were those three things again? New beginnings allow us to plant good seeds for tomorrow. They open doors, and they give hope. Life is a vibrant, pulsating existence. New beginnings benchmark what is normal. Still, we often get blindsided by a loss. Many times it takes years to pull out of some losses, and often there are no good answers. In those challenging times, call on God who brings miraculous fresh starts. One thing I've experienced in hard seasons, God's ever-watchful, loving involvement carries you through. But for that observation to bring fruit, one must look to God with a receptive heart. I've also learned that holding tightly to God is when hope is fulfilled. But it always looks different than what you picture. Uniquely, a fresh start takes on value every day. Each moment can bring something new, even if only a changed perspective. Blessed is the person who has eyes to see and ears to hear. Even sin, failure, or unhealthy patterns can bring a fresh start for change. Jesus joyfully said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible," from Matthew 19, verse 26. Life is filled with opportunity and new beginnings. I want to go back to something I talked about early in this article. I said Despite a lot of hard work, regardless of best intentions, even after applying good counsel, things don't always turn out. That is when you discover the value of a fresh start. So let's take that thought and explore another idea with rich hope and creative options. The idea I want to explore, I'm going to call Milk It. Okay, first, I have another memory to share with you. When I was a little girl, we lived in a farming community. My family often visited farms and the families in that area. One time, a friend was in the barn milking cows. This was before milking machines really took hold. I was given the opportunity to try to milk a cow. Oh, brother, I had troubles. You have to pull and squeeze a certain way, and I just couldn't get it to work. I think I got a couple of drops of milk out. But as I remember the story now, I actually feel sorry for the cow who patiently put up with my under-par skills. So I concluded as a young girl, milking takes hard work. I was right, but not just about cows. Learning how to milk it in life is also hard work. But it's both practical and satisfying once you learn how. Now, why would that be? Well, because it has rich hope and it has creative options. Milk It is a concept that helps redeem difficult seasons or tragic developments. It's a personal management tool. When things don't go well, when you've done all you know to do, when you've prayed and even gone the extra mile, the next thing you do is milk it. You learn to pull every drop of good out of your situation, drop by drop. God will train you how to milk it, to see any trickle of good. This training develops excellent character, integrity, patience, kindness, discipline, faith, obedience, perseverance, and so on. In fact, I would say now, decades later, my tough seasons provided the very territory for life training and developing maturity in Christ. I would not trade what I have learned, how God taught me to milk it, for anything. Learning how to milk it gives you treasure that you can never gain any other way. Beginnings establish everything, even your very life. Some are big and really stand out. Many are smaller, but you need them to make a difference, because that difference is often unnoticed at the time. We often don't think of regular activities as starting points, but they are. This is where seven things happen. Let's go through them. First of all, perspective is learned. Second, wisdom is cultivated. Third, discernment is developed. Number four, attitudes are corrected. Five, alertness becomes a normal practice. Six, desire to please God gets rooted. And seven, caring for others gets priority. So those seven things again that happen in a beginning are perspective, wisdom, discernment, attitudes, alertness, desire to please God, and caring for others. All of that from fresh starts. Beginnings also provide second chances. Everyone needs those. To choose well is something you adopt. Looking at starting points a certain way not only states facts about life, it also completely changes your course and gives you power as you live. The above list that we just went through, those seven things, they're tools that actually nurture a fresh start. Let's look at each one of them individually. We're going to start with perspective. Perspective is the ability to keenly see, understand, and line your thinking and choices up with what's best in the big picture. Interestingly, perspective shapes everything. With just a slight tweak in perspective, life looks completely different. In fact, this is a quick off-ramp into a fresh start. The second is wisdom. Wisdom is a quality of knowing what is true and right, married to the insight to apply the action. A wise person listens more, speaks less, pays attention, is alert to their surroundings and the state of the world, and is gracious. They are God and other person focused rather than self-focused. Consequently, a wise person makes less mistakes. Third was discernment. Discernment is the ability to develop and apply life responses. It uses discipline, physical and spiritual senses, skill sets, healthy patterns, and knowledge of truth. This person can distinguish the difference between good and bad. They have an uncanny ability to differentiate what is healthy and helpful and what is unhealthy and detrimental. Consequently, having discernment, because of its very nature, means you are also open and receptive to God. Number four, we talked about attitudes. While attitudes help shape the essence of who you are, just watch people. You can learn a lot about someone by noticing their attitudes. It's a visible peek into someone's heart. The person who aligns attitudes with Scripture has learned how to be mature, disciplined, and relevant with powerful insight. Number five is alertness. Now, alertness becomes a normal practice when you stop looking inward and start looking outward. Self-focus is a slow, painful kind of self-death. Being God-focused and then other-focused breathes fresh life into your soul. Look around. Notice starting points and data points that go into issues and practice alertness. Number six, desire to please God. I like this one. So the desire to please God stabilizes you as you choose God as your first, most, and best, and by adopting His principles. When you choose to trust and obey God completely, life makes more sense, and relationships with others are enhanced. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." The person who trusts God's intentions and that they are good and loving, they settle into His love and they find a deep, satisfying relationship with God. It can't be explained to mockers. And it seems like foolishness to the natural man, because a natural man doesn't have the ability to spiritually discern. You can read more about that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. And then number seven is caring for others. When you find yourself consciously caring for others' needs, you can know your priorities have shifted to run closer alongside God's priorities. Ephesians 4:29b says to speak only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So, care for others. So again, those seven tools, fresh start tools, are perspective, wisdom, discernment, attitudes, alertness, desire to please God, and caring for others. So here are some application thoughts and questions for you. First of all, do you need a fresh start? Second, what are some of your daily starting points? Number three, do you believe that with God, all things are possible? Four, have you learned how to milk it? And number 5, what should you change to gain better perspective, wisdom, discernment, godly attitudes, alertness, and a desire to please God? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Or you can use the online player at the top of each of our articles. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.